the mighty TMA, the Sister Aretha, Sister Aretha Franklin, I don't know. Till you come back to me, it's 5 till 4 with Scott. Sister Aretha, hey! But darling, if I'm not the one that runs to, I hear. WTMA. Bobby B from 61 and Ron Tam. It's 3 till 4. Hey, coming soon, the mighty TMA presents the great T-shirt rip-off. The many ways WTMA makes you a winner. It's 4 o'clock.
69 past.
WTMA, Charleston.
55-mile-an-hour speed limit is permanent. It's cloudy. 72 degrees. This is Randy Scott, WTMA News. The Senate voted 85-0 yesterday to make the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on the nation's highways permanent. The Senate action was spurred by statistics that show there have been nearly 6,000 fewer traffic fatalities since the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit went into effect earlier this year. A Senate committee has voted unanimously to overturn President Ford's decision for a 3-month pay hike delay for over 3 million federal employees. Ford wanted to postpone the pay increase because of inflation. A preliminary hearing of evidence in a suit against Charles Pug Ravenel resumes today in Columbia. Ravenel took the stand yesterday to testify. He has always considered South Carolina home, and any absence from the state was temporary. The suit against the Democratic gubernatorial nominee challenges his eligibility, saying he does not meet the state's 5-year residency requirement to run. He moved back to South Carolina in 1972. The crash of an Eastern Airlines jet in Charlotte has brought a statement of sympathy and sadness from Governor John C. West. West said yesterday from Austin, Texas, the state suffered the loss of many distinguished citizens in the crash, and he joined those who lost loved ones in their time of grief and mourning. It was uncertain how many South Carolina residents were aboard the plane whose flight originated in Charleston shortly before it reached Charlotte. Among those killed were Charleston television newsman Wayne Seals and Dr. James Colbert, vice president of the Medical University of South Carolina. South Carolina Electric and Gas Company says its 20% electricity rate increase will go into effect Saturday. And the utility said yesterday the increase will go into effect under bond, and if it is denied by the South Carolina Public Service Commission, will be refunded to customers with interest. The Public Service Commission has yet to set the date for hearings on the proposed increase to start. The charges of burning a public bridge have been filed against 3 Pickens County youths. Officials said the 3 were arrested and charged yesterday in Pickens. The charges stem from the June 7th fire, which destroyed the historic Chapman Bridge at Corowee-Toxaway State Park. British troops in Northern Ireland called in dogs today to follow a trail of blood left by 3 gunmen in Londonderry. The Army says the gunmen shot and wounded 2 military policemen. The attorney for a man who carried 8 sticks of dynamite into an Internal Revenue Service office in Stockton, California, says he will ask for a psychiatric examination for his client. The 57-year-old man, Victor Lester, surrendered after allegedly holding an agent hostage. Remember the super spy plane the Air Force used last week to break the speed record for a flight from New York to London? Well, the same plane is going to attempt to establish a record coming back all the way to Los Angeles. The SR-71 will race the sun and could arrive 4 hours earlier than it took off. Bake McBride scored all the way from first base on 2 Met errors in the 25th inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 4-3 victory over New York in the longest night game in Major League history. It was the second longest baseball game ever. 55-mile-an-hour speed limit now permanent. It's clear, 72 degrees. Today's high around 80. This is Randy Scott for WTMA News for Thursday morning, September 12th, 1974. WTMA, that's Stevie Wonder, and signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. It's 23 till 5, WTMA Continuing Farm News. Strict low middling, 1 to 1/16 cotton advanced 43 points Wednesday and closed at 48 with a 48.54 cents per pound. WTMA, Hughes Corporation, rock the boat. It's 20 till 5, WTMA Continuing Farm News in the Georgia, Florida, Alabama hog market. U.S. 1 and 2 barrels in gilts, 195 to 235 pounds Wednesday, 35.5 to 36. U.S. 2 and 3, 195 to 240 pounds, 35 to 75. Georgia, Florida, Alabama auction hogs, U.S. 1 and 3 barrels and gilts, 190 to 240 pounds, Tuesday 35.50 to 36.20, U.S. 2 to 4, 200 to 240 pounds, 35.63 to 36.10. Georgia cattle, Tuesday choice, 200 to 300-pound feeder steer calves, 27 to 30.50, 300 to 400 pounds, 26 to 31.5, 400 to 500 pounds, 25 to 31, and choice 500 to 600-pound steers, 25 to 32. WTMA, that's First Class, and Beach Baby. It's 17 till 5. WTMA continuing farm news in the Atlanta produce market. Trading was fairly active on the Atlanta farmers market Wednesday morning. Grapes and lemons were slightly lower. Yellow crookneck squash and celery slightly stronger, and cucumbers a shade higher. Other commodities were about steady. 50-pound crates and cartons of round, green, tight cabbage selling 3 to 3.5, and 50-pound sacks 2 to 2.5. Bunched collards, mostly 4.5 dozen, and turnip salad selling for 4.25 to 4.5. 50-pound cartons of sweet potatoes, mostly $6, occasionally higher and lower. 16-quart baskets of large vine-ripe tomatoes, mostly $5. Florida cartons, 32 and 40-size grapefruit sold 3.5, and red and pink varieties, mostly $3.75. 50-pound sacks of Irish potatoes brought 3 to 3.25, and round reds, 3.5 to 4. WTMA, that's Rufus, and tell me something good. It's 12 till 5, WTMA continuing farm news. Elsewhere in the Atlanta farmer's market, bushel crates and hampers of pole beans range 5 to 7.5, depending upon quality and condition. Crates of approximately 4.5 dozen ears of yellow sweet corn brought 4 to 4.5, and white 4.5 to 5. Bushels of small yellow cooked crookneck squash, mostly $11, a few higher and lower. Large bell peppers sold 4.25 to 5. Bushels of medium cucumbers brought 6 to 6.5, and small size 5 to 5.5. Fancy small okra sold $8 to $10 a bushel, and cartons of 36-ounce film bags of red radishes, mostly 2.25. WTMA weather, fair and mild this morning. Partly cloudy and warm today. Lows this morning around 70, high today in the upper 80s. Winds from the north-northeast at 5. Next tide change in the Charleston Harbor just minutes away. A high tide 5:12 this morning. Currently under clear skies at 72 degrees. WTMA, that's Joe South, and Walk a Mile in My Shoes. It's 7 till 5. WTMA continuing farm news in the Columbia Farmers Market was about steady, and the supply is light and demand is fair. Lima beans 7.5 to 8, collards 4 to 4.5, corn 60 to 70 cents, eggplant 3 to 3.5, grapes 9 to 10, okra 5 to 6, medium and large okra 3 to 4, field peas 4.5 to 5.5, bell peppers 3 to 3.5, hot peppers 5.5 to 6, new Irish potatoes 3 to 4, mustard salad 3 to 5, turnip salad 3 to 5, good quality sweet potatoes 7 to 8, and fair quality sweet potatoes 4 to 5, 30-pound containers of tomatoes 3.5 to 4.5, and watermelons 50 cents to a dollar each. WTMA, that's Ringo Starr, and oh my my, it's 4 till 5, WTMA continuing farm news. On the southeastern live hens market, heavy type mostly 17 to 18 a pound at farms, 19 to 21.5 FOB plants. Light type mostly 6 to 7 at farms and 8 to 10 at plants. Southeastern eggs, prices at retailers for most consumer-grade A cartoned eggs. On the Atlanta markets, a large 65 to 66, medium 60 to 61. Birmingham, large 65 to 66, medium 60 to 61. Jackson, large 66 to 68, medium 60 to 63. And Florida, large 70, medium 64. WTMA. It's 5 o'clock.
WTMA.
WTMA, main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool. It's 5:08 with Randy Scott.
We didn't ask.
Low rates and outstanding service. Good reasons to see your nearby State Farm agent now.
And like a good neighbor,
with Randy Scott. Hey, a dinner theater production of the play Picnic will be presented at the Blessed Sacrament Church this Friday and Saturday. For more information, telephone 556-4611. Here's Stevie Wonder. WTMA, the Stevie Wonder, and you haven't done nothing. It's 5:12 with Scott.
Beach Nuts, all you ever need to learn about chewing tobacco. Now, Poppy might yell, but he taught us kids well, and most things he said I still do. I live by my word, don't repeat what I've heard, and Beach Nuts, the tobacco I chew.
Shut my mouth. WTMA. The mighty TMA wishes to congratulate Cheryl Soley. Ripped us off for $30.24. Another big winner, the WTMA high-low cash giveaway game. Keep listening, Team of Slobbies. You could be next. 5:14. WTMA, the Stoney and Marie. And I'm leaving it all up to you. It's 5:16 with Randy Scott. WTMA weather mostly fair and mild this morning. This morning's low is around 70. Partially clear and warm today, with a high today in the upper 80s. Winds are from the north-northeast at 5. Next tide changing the Charleston Harbor. A low tide, 11:09 this morning. Currently under clear skies, it's 72 degrees. WTMA, that's Barry White. Can't get enough of your sweet stuff. It's 5:22 with Scott.
Lemon, fresh, and borax in you. WTMA.
Hey, coming soon, the mighty TMA presents the great T-shirt rip-off. Another one of the many ways WTMA makes you a winner. It's 5:23 with Scott and Chicago. WTMA, that's Chicago, and call on me. It's 5:27.
Contest limited to persons 18 years or older, no purchase necessary, and void where prohibited by law. WTMA!
5:28, a clear sky, 72 degrees, today's high in the middle 80s. Also got paper lace. It's 5:31.
WTMA, Charleston.
September crop shows little difference for August. It's partially clear, 72 degrees. This is Randy Scott for WTMA Farm News Wrap-Up. The Agriculture Department's September crop report shows that rains which broke the drought last month produced only slight improvement in the outlook for feed grain and soybean production. There were more substantial gains in prospects for rice and cotton, but there was a disappointing 3% decline in the estimate of the 1974 wheat crop, the result of a 10% drop in the estimates for spring wheat. Overall, the wheat crop remained slightly above last year's record, but corn and soybeans remained all below a year ago. On balance, a top USDA spokesman said there seems to be no reason to change last month's forecast. The drought damage to this year's crops means rising retail food prices and cuts in both domestic consumption and exports of some key commodities. Don Parleberg, USDA's chief economist, says he did not think early September frost had done major damage to corn and soybeans, but he and other officials noted that whatever damage there was is not accounted for in yesterday's crop report, which was based on September 1st conditions. They also pointed out that the late planted corn and beans still face potential damage later if killing frost come early this year. In September, rather, the September corn crop estimate was put about 4,995,000,000 bushels, up 29 bushels from a month ago, but 11% below last year. The soybean estimate was 1,316,000,000 bushels, up nearly 2 million bushels over a month ago and 16% below last year. The wheat estimate was lower to 1,792,000,000 bushels, 3% below August and only 5% above last year's record. Administration officials are expected to get a widely varying collection of proposals at inflation control meetings opening tonight in Chicago. The meeting is one of a series of scheduled as a preliminary to President Ford's summer conference on inflation control in Washington, September 27th and 28th. The Chicago session with Agricultural Secretary Earl Butz in the chair was called to get the views of leaders in agriculture, agribusiness, labor, and consumer groups, and views on what inflation has done to agriculture and the food industry, and what should be done to fight inflation in those industries and in the general economy. More than 60 delegates attending the session, including 8 members of Congress, are scheduled to get briefings tonight on the state of the economy, the total federal budget, and the agricultural department budget. Tomorrow, the delegates will lay out and discuss their views on what should be done about the economy. A preliminary survey indicates much of the discussion from major farm and food industry groups will follow predictable lines. The American Farm Bureau Federation, for example, is expected to recommend heavy concentration on reduced government spending and continuation of a generally tight money policy. The National Farmers Union, on the other hand, will say that consumer demand has been depressed by what he calls power pricing by major corporations and labor unions, and it will recommend steps to increase consumer buying power. The WTMA agricultural forecast, partly cloudy and warm today and Friday with a chance of thunder showers. Fair and warm tonight. High today and Friday in the upper 80s. Lows tonight around 70.
30% chance of rain today and Friday, only 10% forecast for tonight. Winds variable, 5 to 10 miles per hour today and Friday, decreasing to around 5 miles per hour tonight. Rainfall expected to average about a quarter inch in scattered showers. Drying conditions about average, with lowest relative humidity about 55% today. And again on Friday, heavy dew Friday morning, evaporating by 10 o'clock, about 8 hours of sunshine today and Friday. Relative humidity becoming less than 75% by 11 o'clock. And the extended outlook through Monday, a chance of mainly afternoon and evening thundershowers each day, with lows around 78, highs around 85. September crop shows little difference for August. It's partially clear, 72 degrees. This is Randy Scott, the WTMA Farm Wrap-Up for Thursday morning, September 12th, 1974. WTMA, late great Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown. It's 22 till 6 with Scott. And keep in mind that James Island YMCA is now registering girls from 10 to 15 for a flag football team. If you're interested in joining, call it James Island Y. These are the Righteous Brothers. WTMA, Righteous Brothers, you gotta give it to the people. It's 19 till 6 with Randy Scott. WTMA congratulates Martha Meanders, who ripped us off for $20 and a penny. Another big winner in the WTMA high-low cash giveaway game. Keep listening, you could be next. WTMA, the Sandy Chem, Rock Me Gently. It's 17 till 6 with Scott. Hey, keep in mind, coming soon, the mighty TMA presents the great T-shirt rip-off. Another one of the many ways WTMA makes you a winner. WTMA, that's Paul Anka, and you're having my baby. It's 13 till 6. WTMA weather, partly cloudy and warm with a chance of showers and thundershowers today. High today in the lower 80s. Fair and warm tonight with the lows in the middle 70s. Partly cloudy and warm tomorrow with a chance of thundershowers. High tomorrow around 80. Winds from the east at 5. Next tide changing to Charleston Harbor, a low tide with John Burwell. 11:09 this morning, currently under partially clear skies. It's 72 degrees.
You have to wait until...
WTMA, this Gene Pitney from 1962. Only love can break your heart. It's 9 till 6 with Randy Scott. Partially clear skies, 72 degrees. Weatherman says may rain today. Highs today in the mid-80s. Hey, the mighty TMA congratulates Teresa Mitchell, who ripped us off at $33.61. Another big winner in the WTMA high-low cash giveaway game.
Most American.
TMA, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, and she's a dancing machine. It's 5 till 6 with Scott.
Need extra money?
Coming soon, the mighty TMA presents the great T-shirt rip-off. Another one of the many ways WTMA makes you a winner. It's 4 till 6.